So how do you know if you're on the right track in your faith walk? What's the one thing that's going to tell you whether you're headed in the Jesus direction or the opposite direction? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Adolf Hitler was a terrible man, but nevertheless, I'm sure that he was able to justify his actions in his own mind. Okay, you and I aren't Adolf Hitler. But look at some of the people we've trodden on, rejected, neglected, hurt over the years. How they see us is probably quite different to how we see ourselves. Their truth and our truth about ourselves, well, perhaps it all depends on where you're standing when you look. I'm sure we can all look back on a trail, more or less, of a relational wreckage that we've left behind. Now, we can't change any of that. What we can change is how we treat people, those who are pleasing to us and those who offend us, going forward. 1 John chapter 3, verses 18 to 20. My children, our love should not be only words and talk. No, our love must be real. We must show our love by the things we do. That's how we know we belong to the way of truth. And when our hearts make us feel guilty, we can still have peace before God, because God is greater than our hearts. He knows everything. When the truth of God's love starts working its way out through what we do, two things happen. Those people out there stop seeing the old hypocrite and start seeing and feeling and experiencing Jesus in their midst. That's the first thing. And the second is this: when we see the love of God flowing out through our actions, however much it may cost us, then we know we're on the right road. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Challenging, isn't it, to think about how we treat other people and what that says to them and to us and to God about our faith walk. But going forward, let me tell you, God wants to speak His love, His wisdom, His power into every corner, every aspect of your life. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.